Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress. Throws the ball into Appling who tags Lazzari trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gehrig moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Jorgens moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgens moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Seed steals second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Seeds moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berry reaches second base with a double. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Funk reaches second base with a double. Gaston moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry has Gaston trapped. There's the throw to Jorgens and over to Sewell, who tags Gaston for the out. Funk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Funk scores. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Seeds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Seeds scores. There goes Sullivan trying to get to third. Gehrig throws to Sewell who tags Sullivan for the out. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress who is chasing the ball. Jorgens reaches third base with a triple. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Jorgens. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 4, Yankees, 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman catches it and throws to second to double up Berry, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Kress scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Self, who throws to Appling, who tags Chapman for the out. Larry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jorgens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Jorgens reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's 6-5, Yankees. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgens scores. It's 7-5. Yankees. Vic Frazier now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 8-5, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Chapman moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgens takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Les Bartholomew now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Bird moves to second. It's 10-5, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bird scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 11-5, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Les Bartholomew. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.